Hello, my name is Sandra, and I would like to welcome you to this introduction to Blind Square. Many of you will already have heard about Blind Square. It's a GPS app that has been specifically designed to be used by the blind to help with orientation and mobility. It runs on iOS devices, on the iPhone and the iPad 3G or 4G. This is important because Blind Square needs both an active internet connection and GPS capabilities, and both the iPod Touch and the iPad Wi-Fi only models don't have that. So it is recommended that you use Blind Square on either an iPhone or an iPad 3G, 4G model. When you first launch Blind Square, you will see a dialogue that tells you that it needs to download voices to work properly. That is because Blind Square comes with its own a cappella voices, which some people like, some don't, but it has some advantages. One of them is that you can use Blind Square and hear its announcements without touching the screen. You can just put it in your pocket, wear your headphones, and then you'll be able to hear all that it says, which is street intersections, places of interest nearby, and you don't need to operate your phone to get this information. And for this to work, it needs its own voices, which are downloaded when you first start the app. Now, where does Blind Square get its information from? Many of you will know, or you could also guess by the name. It uses Foursquare data and OpenStreetMap data. OpenStreetMap is a project similar to Wikipedia, where volunteers collect map information of areas that they live in and then upload that to OpenStreetMap. This is used for the street information, for address information, and also for, of course, then for the intersections. But Blind Square also uses Foursquare information for all the points of interest that it will inform you about. Foursquare is a social network that is based on places, so people can check in at places and tell their friends that they are there. And this is an ideal source to use for Blind Square because it's kept up to date by its users who check into these places and who may correct information about these places when they want to use them. And it's used by millions of people. Now, in order to get correct Blind Square announcements, you have to hold the iPhone a certain way. So if you want to carry it horizontally, if you're, for example, holding it in your hand, then the power button needs to point in the direction that you're walking. And if you're carrying it vertically in your pocket, then the back of the iPhone needs to point in the direction that you're walking. Otherwise, the directions that Blind Square gives you won't be correct. So this is very important. Please remember this when you use Blind Square. Now, for the purposes of this recording, we're going to pretend that we are in New York. This is a very new and exciting feature in version 1.41, and it lets you simulate a location. I will talk later in the podcast about this feature, but now let's go to New York and get started. Now, I have started Blind
Coffee Shop, Blue Spoon Coffee Company. I have 38 meters.
Blind Square, and I will interrupt the speech for a moment so I can explain to you what I'm going to be doing. Now, Blind Square is started and we are in New York City. I will first explain the screen to you and then I'll talk about some of the Blind Square features. Now, I have
set my places. Set.
Now,
search.
If you start Blind Square and
enter an address, if a category or a place name to search.
If your speech has been, your voice has been downloaded, you will see a disclaimer that tells you that you should never rely on entirely on Blind Square and always rely on your traveling skills. And when you tap OK on that, you will be on the main screen. Now, the main screen has at the top a row of buttons that open submenus when you tap them. We can have a look at them. The nice thing about Blind Square is that it has its own help system, so each button tells you what it does. Now we'll look at the search button first, which is at the top left of the screen.
Search button. Double tap to enter an address, a category or a place name to search.
So here you can look for places, or you can also do a search for a Chinese restaurant if you like that. And then you'll see all the places that fall into that category. Now I will flick to the right.
Tools button. Double tap to open the tools menu.
That will open another submenu that we can look at.
Foursquare button. Double tap to view a list of all Foursquare places you can currently check into.
This means that you can also use BlindSquare as a Foursquare client. So if you enjoy playing Foursquare, you can do that with BlindSquare too. And you will first have to connect your Foursquare account to your BlindSquare. If you don't like to play Foursquare, then don't worry, you don't need Foursquare to use BlindSquare and benefit from using BlindSquare. So we will not go too much into that now.
Other button. Double tap to open the other menu.
Which is the other menu. It has also a few more items that are in the submenu and that we will look at later. To the right of the other button is the
filter announcements button. Current filter is all. Double tap to select another filter to be applied to BlindSquare announcements.
This is a filter, and you can select what kind of information you would like to hear from BlindSquare. We can have a look at that later. And next, we're still in the top row.
Speech on button. Double tap to turn on speech.
Is the speech button. This refers to the speech synthesizer that comes with BlindSquare, so to the a cappella voice that gives you all the additional information. You can mute and unmute that using this button, or you can also do it by performing a two-finger double tap on the screen, as if you were taking a call or playing music. So I will now leave speech muted and continue
search
to look at the screen.
Speech on button.
So the speech button
tap to turn on speech.
Is in the top right corner, and below that,
search places within radius of 100 meters. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This is the radius.
Search places within radius of 100 meters. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
It determines what places or how many places are announced by BlindSquare. If you are in an area that has not many Foursquare places, you could increase the radius, for example.
Distance 200 meters.
Coffee shop, Starbucks. 115 meters at 10 o'clock. Blue Spoon Coffee Company. About 44 meters. Government building, Nike Department of Buildings. 100 meters at 10 o'clock. Library, New York Public Library, Highbridge. 100 meters at 10 o'clock. Gym, Tribeca Health and Fitness. 120 meters at 6 o'clock. Convenience store, 7-Eleven. 120 meters at 5 o'clock. Bar, The Patriot Saloon. 120 meters at 6 o'clock.
Speech off.
Okay, I will stop that now because we're in New York and there are quite a few places here that we can't all listen to. What that does, it increases the radius, or it also can decrease the radius if you swipe downward. So if you are in an area that has many places, I would recommend that you turn the radius down as far as possible. And then you can just walk through the city and have BlindSquare use it as your pair of eyes, and it will tell you what's near you. And it will also, as you just heard, tell you the direction of the places. Okay, that is the radius.
Distance. Search. My places. Distance 200 meters. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. My places. Search. Double tap to open the My Places list.
And the rest of the screen is taken up by different categories. Now these categories are determined by Foursquare, which sorts all the places into those categories. And we can have a look at them in a moment. Now, what you can do here is check or uncheck each of these categories, and that will cause BlindSquare to either announce them in the automatic announcements or to not mention them. Or you can do a category search. That means that you tap the category search button for the category that you're interested in. Let's say that would be food, and you would like to know what restaurants are near you. Then you tap your food category, and BlindSquare will then list all the restaurants that are within the radius that you have set. I suggest that we do that now. I will have to find the food category.
Arts and entertainment. Shared places. My arts and college and unit food. Search. Double tap to search for places and food within the currently set radius of 210 meters.
Okay, I'll tap that.
Selected. Food. Search. Bricknick. Italian restaurant. Food. Found 22 places within radius of 210 meters. Back. Button.
Okay.
Double tap to return to the previous screen.
Now we're on the back button in the top left of the screen and we can flick to the right to hear the places.
Food. Found 22 places within radius of 210 meters. Sorted by popularity. 210 meters. Heading.
Okay. Now the first is the first list lists them according to popularity.
Correct. Word. Heading. Volume. Head. Words. Headings. Sorted by distance. Heading.
And if you turn your rotor to heading as I just did, you can also flick down and then have them listed by distance. Popularity means that many people like to check in at the place, and so the more people have checked into this place, the higher it is on the popularity list. Supposedly, it might mean that it is a very good restaurant, or it might just mean that it is popular among the people who use Foursquare. And the third heading is
list of subcategories. Heading.
Okay, VoiceOver doesn't pronounce that very well. That's list of subcategories. Foursquare has not just the main categories, such as food, culture, food, arts and culture, business or whatever it's called, but it has also subcategories. So that means that the places are sorted into these. And now we are in the food main category, and now we could have a look at the subcategories of food. So that would be
Afghan restaurant, African restaurant, American restaurant, Arepa restaurant, Argentinian restaurant, Asian restaurant, Australian restaurant, BBQ joint, bagel shop.
So these are just a few categories. You could browse and have a look at the other ones when you get the app. And now we could, of course, double tap one of these categories. And then we would
search,
see
back,
all the places of
double
that
tap
category.
To return to the previous screen. Search result, bagel shop, heading, selected. Zucca's Bagels and Smoked Fish, bagel shop, 320 meters. Long Island Bagel Cafe, bagel shop, 410 meters. Pick a bagel, bagel shop, 700. Leo's Bagels.
So now you see here are all the bagel shops that are near us in New York. And now let's go back to the list.
Food. Found 22 places within radius of 210 meters. Sorted by popularity. 210 meters. Heading.
Okay, and now flick to the right and see, look at some of these places.
Starbucks. Coffee shop. 95 meters. 291 Broadway. Phone plus 1-212-406-5310.
Okay, so we have our Starbucks here. And we also hear the category that it is sorted in, so it's a coffee shop. That's helpful because some names of places might not give you a clue what they are, and so you can see what they are because their category is listed here. Unfortunately, that doesn't work for all languages, but it does work for English, and I know it works for German. I believe it also works for French, but I'm not sure about the other language that it doesn't work for, so you will have to see if it does that in your version if you use Blind Square on a non-English version of iOS. So I'll flick on
Blue Spoon Coffee Company, coffee shop, about 26 meters.
Another coffee shop.
Chipotle, Mexican restaurant, 95 meters, 281 Broadway, phone plus 1. Bricknick, Italian restaurant, 85 meters, 22 Warren Street. Dunkin' Donuts, donut shop, 90 meters. Dona Bella Pizza, pizza place, 90 meters, 154 Church Street.
Okay, now we can have a look at the list where the places are sorted by distance.
Sorted by distance.
I have
heading.
Flicked downward. So I'm on the other heading now, and I can flick to the right again.
Checkers, fast food restaurant, about 19 meters, 77 Chambers Street, phone plus 1-212. Quiznos, sandwich place, about 19 meters, 8. Blue Spoon Coffee Company, coffee shop, about 26 meters. Tasty Delight, dessert shop, about 34 meters, 74 Chambers Street, phone plus 1-212-227-1643.
I suggest that we tap one of these places and then just look at the information that we see on the place screen.
Tasty D light, 34 meters, back, button. Double tap to return to the previous screen.
Now we're on the screen of Tasty Delights.
Tasty Delight, 34 meters, heading.
And it tells us where the distance of the place.
Edit, dimmed, button.
Here's
double tap to edit this place.
An edit button that is not yet available.
Category is food, dessert shop. What are you up to? Text field. Enter text to be published with your Foursquare check-in. Double tap to edit.
This means that we could check in Foursquare if we wanted to do that. We could enter a text here and that would be published with the check-in.
Check-in button. Double tap to check into this place on Foursquare.
But I don't want to do that now.
Public button. Where do you want to post this check-in?
This button determines where your check-in is posted, either only on Foursquare or Twitter and Facebook or not at all. So it could also be a private check-in if you mark that.
Start tracking button.
And now it gets interesting.
Double tap to hear direction and distance of this place announced periodically.
Start tracking means if you double tap that button, Blind Square will start announcing the direction and distance to Tasty Delight from time to time. The nearer you are to the place, the more often it'll be announced. And so that will help you if you want to go to this place. It'll always tell you how near you are, and it will also tell you the direction of the place.
Favorite. Switch button. Off. Check to add this place to my places.
Now we're
double tap to toggle setting.
We're at the favorite button, and this is a quite useful button, because if you check it, Tasty Delight would be added to your private collection of places. That is another category that we can have a look at in a moment. It's at the top of the other categories, above the other Foursquare categories, and you can collect all your own places that are of interest to you. These could be Foursquare places that you just favorite using this checkbox, or that could also be places that you would like to record yourself. So you could also go anywhere and then just say you would like to add a place, and that will be listed in my places too. Now I will double tap this button.
On.
And now flick back and forth again so you can hear what the button says.
Start
now.
Favorite. Switch button. On. Uncheck to delete this place from my places. Double tap to toggle setting.
Now if we uncheck that now, then it would be deleted from the places again.
Plan a route button. Double tap to send coordinates of this place to a third-party navigation app installed on your device.
So if you had either Navigon, Apple Maps, Google Maps installed on your device, you could double tap this button, and then the point, the location of this place would be sent to your navigation app, and you could use that to walk to the place. And that's a nice feature, because that means you can have turn-by-turn instructions. And you can have Blind Square announcements at the same time, because Blind Square can run in the background. So you will still hear information about what's around you and about your intersections.
Automatic Foursquare check-ins. Switch button. Off. Check to enable automatic check-ins whenever you are at this place. Double tap to toggle setting.
So if you play Foursquare, you can check in automatically to this place whenever you are there.
74 Chambers Street. Address.
Now you see the address.
Call plus 1 2 1 2 2 7 1 6 4 3
phone number
2271643 button.
Okay, and now the next button is
simulate this location button. Double tap to simulate this place as your current location.
Okay, simulate location means that you can, if you double tap this button, you will pretend that you are at this location. This means the distances and locations are the same as you would hear if you really were at Tasty Delight. And this means you can do a lot of useful things. You can look at the surrounding using the look around feature, which I will show you later. You can do category searches. For example, if you wanted to go to Tasty Delight by bus or public transportation, you could do a category search for travel and transport. And you would then see the next public transport stop, and you would know that you could go there and then walk to Tasty Delight from there. So it's a very useful feature, and you can use it by just tapping this button.
Set correct location button. Double tap to set your current coordinates as coordinates for this place.
This is an important button because it might be that the four square coordinates of this place might not be too correct, or you might not be able to go to the door of the place using these coordinates. So this button allows you to set your own coordinates for the place without adding it to your My Places list. The corrected coordinates of the place will be saved, and next time you walk to the place, you will have more accurate directions and you'll be able to find it more easily.
Previous button. Double tap to view the previous venue on the list. 34 meters, heading. Next button. Double tap to view the next venue on the list.
Yeah, so the two buttons let you navigate the different places that are on the list, and you don't have to use the back button to pick another one. You may remember that I activated the checkbox that put this Tasty Delight place on my places list. And now since I did that, the edit button that is at the top right of the screen isn't dimmed anymore. And I will touch that now, and then we will look at the edit screen.
82% edit, category edit, button. Double tap to edit this place.
Okay, double tap.
Edit place, back, button. Double tap to return to the previous screen.
And I will flick to the right again.
Edit place, heading. Name of the place, Tasty Delight, text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, you could change the name here if you wanted to, but I don't see a reason to do so.
Clear text, button.
That's the usual clear text button.
Alert distance when approaching this place. Switch button, off. Check and then enter an alert distance for this place. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, so I will double tap that now to activate it.
On.
And now we see the on-screen keyboard, so we can enter a distance here.
Name of the place, Tasty Delight, text field.
And now I touch the name again because we now have to look for the edit box for the alert distance.
Clear text, button, alert distance when approaching this place, switch button, on. Alert distance, text field, is editing. Enter the distance in meters. You will be notified when you are within that distance of the place.
Okay, that means we could enter a distance here. Yeah, since it's active, we'll just do that.
Colon, 3, 2, 1.
I will enter
3,
20 meters.
3, 0, oh. Done. Delete, 3, 1, 2, 2, 8, 9. 0, 0.
So 20.
Done.
And tap done.
Reset location button. Alert distance 20. Text field. Enter the distance in meters. You will be notified when you are within that distance of the place. Double tap to edit.
So what that does is, you can imagine a circle around this place, and the circle has a radius of 20 meters. As soon as you're within the circle, you will be notified. That's what it does. And the nice thing about this feature is that you can set different radiuses for different places. So, for example, you could, if you wanted to be notified of your bus stop, it would make sense to choose a much larger radius here because the bus is much faster than you walk. And so the larger the radius is, the earlier you are notified, you can get up and go to the door of the bus or whatever. But for other places, for this dessert shop, for example, it wouldn't make sense to have a radius of 100 meters. You would like to be notified probably if you were 10 to 20 meters away from it. So you know that now you would have to pay attention to the landmarks that tell you that the place is near you. And so Blind Square lets you set the alert radius for each place individually.
Alert distance, 20. Text field. Enter the distance in meters. You will be notified when you are within that distance of the place. Double tap to edit.
So yes, are 20 meters, and if we flick on, the screen has changed a little bit.
Clear text button.
We have our clear text button again.
Save button.
And we have
another tap to save this place to the My Places list.
We have our save button.
Start tracking button. Delete button.
This button is probably self-explanatory. You use the delete button to delete this place from your list.
Position information, heading.
And below that, we have position information, and that gives us some info about where the place is.
Current GPS accuracy is 80 meters.
This is just the value of our current GPS accuracy, and since we're inside, it's pretty bad. But this can be useful if you have saved a place in your My Places list, and then you can compare your current accuracy with the accuracy that you had when you saved the place, and that would help you decide whether it might be good to correct the coordinates of the place.
Reset location button. Double tap to set your current coordinates as coordinates for this place.
And if we were at this place now, for example, at the door, then it would make sense to use this button, and then it would reset the location to our location at the door and would make it easier to find it next time.
Edit coordinates button. Double tap to edit the geo-coordinates of this place.
And here we could, if we wanted to, edit the coordinates of the place manually. If we were to look up better coordinates on the internet, we could enter them here, but we don't have them, so I won't go into that now. And that's it. And now, since I don't want this place on my list,
back. Edit play. Name of the place. Clear tag. Alert distance when alert distance.
Not
20. Text
save it. And since I don't want this place on my places list, I will also
start tracking. Favorite. Switch button on.
Deactivate.
To delete this place from my places. Double tap to toggle setting.
This favorite button.
Off.
Okay. Now I can go back.
Food. Found 22 places within radius of 210 meters. Back. Button.
By the way, I'm now doing the scrub gesture, which just brings me back to the screen. Again.
Search. Button. Double tap to enter an address, a category or a place name to search.
That means that we hear the labeling of the search button, which is at the top left of the screen. I would like to show you another feature that wasn't available for any of the places that I looked at in New York. And this is why we will go to London and simulate that we are in London. Now, what I did is I entered 10 Downing Street, London, UK, in the search field for no particular reason other than that was the only address that I remember in Britain. So I entered that into the search field. The search result came up. I tapped it and I'm now on the place screen for Downing Street.
And
it's the same
Edit,
screen that we know from Tasty Delight.
Start tracking button. Favorite. Switch button. Off. Plan a route button. Double tap to send code.
Has all the same buttons.
Navigation app in 10 Downing Street. 10 Downing Street. London. Simulate this location button.
And here's
double
the simulate
this place as your current location.
Location button, and I will double tap that now.
Alert. Blind Square will now simulate 10 Downing Street as your location. You will be able to use many of Blind Square's features as if you were at this location now. To return to your current location, tap the Tools button on the main screen and select End Simulation Mode.
Okay, I'll...
Okay, button.
Tap OK now.
Search, button.
Cafe, Pillared Hall. About 60 meters. Sculpture Garden, Women of World War II. About 55 meters. Montefield Marshall Montgomery of Aldemine. About 36 meters. Capitol Building, Cabinet Office. About 28 meters.
And now that we are in London, we can also do a category search. We will do that, and I will do a category search for travel and transport.
Travel and transport. Search. Selected. Travel and transport. Bus stop F, 51,155. Bus station, 175 meters, Whitehall. Bus stop P, 57,357. Bus station, 165 meters, Whitehall. Bus stop. Bus N 381. Bus line, 115 meters.
Okay, and now we have a station that doesn't have an address. So I'll open this station screen.